cons? If not, we will take those as presented. New business. Edmund 2022 budget reports for March and April of 22.
Okay, so I pulled up sales tax info on here. So the 412,000 is the one that shows up in the March column on your budget report, and then 312 is in the April column. So these January, February is the month of state receipts, which means in the month of consumer purchases, a month prior to that. So this 412 is our Christmas season, 312 is January, this is February consumer sales. In general, and these this one is not on your chart yet because it's been released, even though we haven't updated the chart. So just giving you an idea here. So, you know, I always make the verbal narrative of, you know, kind of how we track them and whether they've been wildly above expectations recently or they're in line. And this is basically what we do: is we take our, you know, fiscal year budget numbers. We historically model them. So it's usually a sum of average for each month for 2 or 3 years in a row. And then so that way we've got forecasted peaks, you know, over Christmas and a couple other things that are in line with our annual estimates. So we kind of model it out. And then we do like a monthly analysis. And so just to give you an idea of how much we've been beating expectations here, I mean, these are five digit, six digit, beating expectations, where, you know, when things were more normal, you know, this is kind of what this chart looked like in years past. You know, some of the months might be 20,000 above expectations, but in general, you know, our models were pretty in line with what we had expected. So, you know, it just gives you an idea of how much things have changed in the past few years. As, you know, you're seeing 60, 70, 50, 80, 90, 99, 147 above expectations. So, these are generally, they're in the ballpark of kind of what you had set as the bar, if it's above 10%. So these are the actual estimates. And so, you know, the fact that we're, this is, let's see which month this is, B4 to B16. So this is the most recent one. So this is the February consumer sales. You know, we're year over year 23% above the year prior, even though the year prior was sales tax changes with location-based information and COVID impacted. So this is now the second year in a row that we're seeing this, which is really amazing to see. So whether this continues is a different story. You know, if you follow the stock market recently, obviously a lot of retailers have been getting hammered. Spending is starting to slow down. So we'll see if that translates out here in the next several months. But in general, things are very above expectations, even continuing. So we will have a pot of money at the end of the year. Around audit time, we should have an idea of what that dollar amount was, you know, for further allocation potentially within the capital budgets. And, you know, hopefully our fiscal year 24 estimates, our fiscal year 23 estimates are, you know, positive, you know, as they have been. So, but no guarantees there. So that's what we're looking at. All the rest of the revenues, income taxes continue to exceed expectations. So that's a little bit further down on that first sheet within the budget report. You know, I think the last month that just came in a couple days ago was like double what it usually is. So we're not sure what's going on the state level, if that's methodology changes or if they had a influx of payments because there was a deadline, which has happened in the past. So, but all the revenue sides, especially state-based, are wildly high still. So, doing okay. On the expenditure side, most of the projects are being authorized, you know, as we have expected, and so there shouldn't really be any major issues that you don't already know about from the different committees and reviewing it. So, with that, take any questions?
Just so I'm getting things straight. The last couple of meetings you talked about sales tax and online sales tax.
Yeah.
So anything that is purchased online within the city limits, we see sales tax.
Generally, yes. Any person that lives in the city that orders from Amazon, Macy's, any of the big retailers, or even most of the small and medium ones too, they are collecting not only the normal sales tax, but our 1% non-home rule sales tax too. which that wasn't the case up until July of, was it 2020 or 2021?
It was 2020.
Okay. So that has changed. Previously, a lot of online retailers, including Amazon, were not collecting any sales tax, local sales tax. They were collecting state sales tax that we would get through use tax. And now everybody's collecting it, and there's a law that requires them to collect our locally imposed sales taxes too. So we've seen a jump there too.
For the treasurer's report ended March 31st of 2022, beginning fund balance of $14,992,735, year-to-date revenues of $51,272,228, year-to-date expenses of $37,917,909, or projected ending fund balance of $28,347,054. For the month ended April 30th, 2022, beginning fund balance of $14,992,735, year-to-date revenues of $55,776,852, year-to-date expenses of $41,123,935, for a projected ending fund balance of $29,645,652.
Any questions on the two treasurer's reports? Thank you, Rob. Moves, I assume we'll just take to City Council consent. Item and 2024 cash statements for December 21 through March of 22.
So, as always, the first page summarizes the city's cash position at the end of each month. The second page has a listing of our investments. You may notice that started in December, actually started in lighter amounts of treasuries. 6 month increments from 6 months all the way through 36 months or 3 years, just to try to get some better yields. As interest rates are getting higher slowly, but back in December they were pretty sad. We were getting about 5 basis points in local banks. This is just an effort to kind of go a little long term with our money, get a better yield, but at the same time keeping it safe. It's invested in U.S. Treasuries, which of course they don't default, so there's no risk of any loss, and we'll continue to collect interest and hold it to maturity and get our full principal back, $500,000 for each British treasury.
Smart, sounds good. Anybody have any other questions or thoughts on this? Appreciate you doing that, Rob. That helps us out. Every little bit helps. All right, that is informational as well. Next item, 2022-25, website reports for March and April.
We are on the upswing for visits to our website and our social media, which usually happens during event season, summer season. So you'll start to see our visits go up, up, and up. I'm sure there will be a high spike this month when people are checking out all the group services and all the changes, all of those have been reflected on our website as well. Social media is keeping up. PD is a high producer. People like to go there for information.
The feel good stories just recently
and
Dunk just saved
super great. So everybody loves those
and
the lost dogs. So if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer anything.
Any questions or comments? Mm-hmm. And the Google or Notion? Good. All right, thank you. Next item, admin 2022-26 fiscal year 2023 computer purchase.
So in your packet, you have a quote from Dell and a quote from Paragon. We started doing a computer replacement schedule about 5 years ago for the city. Previously, it was just kind of a break-fix model. So when we went to a replacement schedule, we had one large year. We're back to that large year. So this is not telling of what we usually do for computer purchases year over year for your benefit, correct? So this is an odd year where we did a lot of replacements, probably 4 years ago at this point. So the request is to purchase PCs. There's 49 PCs here for $74,898.95. And then the Paragon is the wireless keyboard mice combinations and docking stations. Or excuse I don't have the answers, I can get it to you tonight.
Questions? Couple. Is this always going to happen basically on our fourth or fifth year where we have a, there's no way to actually stagger them in a better rotation?
They will eventually get staggered out just through attrition or error, or you know, somebody rotates a computer somewhere else and then doesn't need one. So I mean, it'll happen over time, but
for now, yeah, we're still in basically the first rotation.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that works. And then, so we've got the two proposals. The second one, the Paragon with the wireless mouse, grinder, and keyboard. So I noticed that all of the actual computers that are on here have keyboard included with no mouse but a keyboard. Is there any credit that they're giving, or is it just something that we have to take it? Is it something that everybody does on the wireless, or is that just our kind of standard? And then is that just because we're providing everybody, whether it's a laptop with a docking station or a PC, just the actual option to have that?
I can answer that a little bit. So the last one, that the keyboard is included in the Dell package and in the Dell pricing because we are a government agency, so we get the superior government pricing. When we did it the last 2 years, when everybody was given a wired keyboard, everybody put in a request for a wired keyboard.
You're just heading it off.
Heading it off.
Okay. Yeah.
And then if people would like the wired keyboard, they may certainly keep that, and we will keep the wireless price on hand so that we don't have to.
And then regarding the monitors, I noticed we have some 24s, 27s, and 31.5s. All the same resolution. My question is regarding the use, who's using them, and does the resolution actually work with those? Because the larger you get that same resolution, they get great. I don't know who's using the large scale monitors, but my concern would be to make sure that they are actual quality that they need. So.
Yeah, we do have a roster somewhere of who's getting what. It's not in the packet just because it's, you know, we didn't know that if there would be a question on it. So we can follow up with that.
It seemed to be high-end, so I didn't know if they were somebody's desktop or if it's for some other use.
Yeah, it could be any reason. Some people have more room or prefer a larger monitor. Some people, because of their desk setup or their stand setup, you know, have a smaller size. So we can get you that info.
Yeah, just, I don't want to get somebody something that is... If we're talking the difference of $100 on a lamp or on a monitor, I want to make sure we get you know, maybe step up to the next resolution, make sure it's quality.
Sure.
So those are the other things I wanted to see. So make sure that they're good for what they need.
Good.
I do have that information. Do you want me to share it with you?
Yeah, I mean, if you can narrate it, that's fine. If not, we'll make sure we'll put it in an email too.
Yes. So I have the information here. It's for development are the two larger monitors, and then also our clerk's assistants. So the two of community development are community development director and our planner, so using GIS. And then our assistant to the clerk's office, who's using the Word document scanning, document retention. So they are the same resolution as what we currently have with Bart and Jory and Rob.
Can you just verify with the IT company that the resolution is not too small for the size of the computer?
Yeah. So if, I don't know if it's the 32-inch or the 31.5. If that's a GIS laptop, that may be... the quality may not be what you really want, so just check that one. If you're doing DocuScan and you're just converting images, having multiple items up on screen, that may probably be just fine. For verification, but just let's make sure that those large format ones for community buildings work well.
Yep.
They do a lot of graphic.
Yep.
Graphic stuff and reviewing plans, so it's hard on the guys. Okay. Anybody have any questions on that one?
No.
Okay. That we'll move that to anybody opposed to consent? Move that to city council consent. Last item, 2022-27, employee manual amendment regarding health insurance.
So this just follows up with what we've done in the union contracts with requiring annual physicals to get the lower employee contribution amount. So we're applying that to non-union employees as well. So all of the unions have had that language in their contracts now for at least one contract, and we haven't had any issues with it, and so we're going to roll it out to everybody else.
All good. And we move that to consent as well. All right. Old business, we have none. Anybody have additional business? I want to end. I just wanted to ask about it's budgeting, but it also falls under public works. But it's the Route 47 connection for Bristol.
Yep.
Now that we have active development.
Yep.
Or impending development.
Mm-hmm.
What is the possibility of fixing that since that is a city obligation? And I know.
Expediting? Is that what you're. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
As compared to holding, our thought process I know has been holding until Route 47 is down to the state.
Yeah.
I know that Route 47 is approved through acquisitions, through the 5-year plan, but not through construction. So we're. So we still got a little ways to go.
Yeah. We did have an IDOT meeting actually this week where they gave us the updated schedule for Galena to Kennedy, so the southern-northern section, and then the northern-northern section, which would include this. They're basically going to be on the same timeline. Originally, the District 1 northern-northern section was a little bit farther along, but it's taken them a little bit longer to do some things. So they didn't have like a start date other than they are doing land acquisition. They said it's going relatively okay, and that it'll probably be, a few years out before they do it. So I don't remember the exact dollar amount of what the split was between it. I know that it's probably several hundred thousand dollars, if not more than $1 million, is what work the state is actually completing. We could expedite it really at any time if we wanted to. We would lose out on unit pricing because we'll probably have the state's contractor go through there. And then obviously we would have risk and coordination issues with building something that then changes in the field when they get a little bit closer to.
Is there a way to start moving forward with plans? Maybe not. Because obviously it's not going to be a major issue with the increased development. The development I don't see happening overnight. It's
going
to be a couple of years before it starts to hit, but with the volume of traffic on their primary single entrance, to have a secondary might be helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at it as something within the next 2 to 3 years.
Sure.
When that additional volume comes online.
Yep.
Especially with Northland.
I don't know the answer to that, whether it's good, bad, or possible to do the plans right now and then basically have them ready to go. But I will ask and let you know.
I just want to think about that for our budgets, if we can swing it. We have a good budget right now.
Yep.
So what am I considering that?
Especially with the traffic on Galena, and there's been several times where the road's been shut down.
Yeah.
And no traffic to actually people to get their houses, let alone if there was a EMS emergency.
Yeah, we've had this discussion quite a few times, whether it be public safety, public works. This is a topic that has come up quite frequently, and now that we're
sure.
More, it's always concerning to me. I know that HOA just asked about that as well.
Okay.
Thanks for being present. Thank you.
So, anything else? All right. Adjourned 6:20.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Do you know off the top of your head what those resolutions are on the...